Welcome to your brand new episode of the Z2 Podcast, where three friends seek out to become the symbol of peace. As always, I'm the icy hot one, Zach, and joined with me is...
the overtly angry one, Zach.
And...
the future symbol of peace, Steven.
And welcome. We had nothing else.
We had the just trifecta.
Kidding. Yeah, we're the trifecta. Plus Ida, who's somewhere.
Somewhere.
Waving, he's actually waving the laptop recording this.
Just directing people.
Yeah.
Welcome, guys, to a brand new episode. So, today is Sunday, and as always in recent Z2 podcast format, jack shit has happened. So, we had to come up with things.
Woo! The best time of the week, when nothing happens.
The best part is, I spent like half the week in the mountains. I'm like, they'll find something.
No, there was nothing. All I did was watch Violet Evergarden this week.
Steve, how about you?
I did nothing. I built a giant church in Minecraft.
Log into my Minecraft world. There's a church.
Since I know Aaron doesn't listen to this, I gave Steve the most brilliant suggestion of finding a llama that looked exactly like her horse and then replacing the horse. So next time she logs in, just see how long she takes to notice.
Well, she moved into my house that I just built.
But Steve said she had a horse just sitting out there. I'm like, you should
just... it disappeared.
You should just Edgar the horse.
It was on a lead, and then it just, like, broke the lead off and disappeared. But now there's a horse family that lives inside of her house, along with the Beacon of Hope, that is my house, and the Protector of the Realm, which is the Iron Golem that lives in my house. She's building a straight tower to the very top. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm making a beacon of hope.
What about the Lord of the Seven Kingdoms?
It's just like she's off collecting sand to make glass, and then she comes back into my house and it's like, it is the Protector of the Realm. And I'm like, the fuck are you on?
Just Aaron.
Yeah.
She's not on anything. She's just on light. She's on air.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm chewing. So, of the things that have happened this week, which is
that
all of jack
deemed
shit,
like worthy to talk about.
Yeah. One of the big things that came out, this is coming from Comic Book Resources, formerly, or now known as CBR.com, but it is Sean Gordon Murphy detailing what he and the DC office unofficially call the Murphyverse. So, with the popularity of White Knight, he has mentioned that he is going to be doing another story already that will feature Jason Todd, but he doesn't know what it will be just yet, just because everyone's questions and popularity of the character,
and
especially
with
the last
issue.
Yeah,
the fucking bombshell.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah. So
it's also I like that take on Jason. Like, mm-hmm. We haven't seen that before of him just like so done with everything that he just leaves.
Yeah. He's the one character that's like him and Bucky Barnes. They're destined to die and become evil for a temporary period of time. But this incarnation just like, nope, I'm going to sell him out and I'm just going to walk away.
Yep.
Which is like, oh, that's a very Tim Drake thing of you to do. But with the success of White Knight, and there's only one issue left, Sean Gordon Murphy has set up his own rules of the universe if he does a sequel. So, rule number one, and this is all from his Twitter thread, when someone dies, they stay dead, period. Number two, every book comes out on time. Number three, no narration balloons unless it's a voiceover in a flashback. Number four, no excessive amounts of variants to burden comic ships. At most, there will be two, the main cover and the variant cover for the super passionate collector. Five, there will be at least one awesome vehicle in each book. Six, no complicated tie-ins to other series or events. White Knight will be easy to get into, whether you read comics or not. I just like the concept of White Knight the most.
Did you say so there were seven rules?
No, six.
Sorry. Okay.
I just like the concept of the story as a whole, too, because it's very much like
it's
weird
Gotham
love story,
yeah, it's
of
also
Joker
like
and Batman.
Gotham's just done with Batman shit, finally. Like, they finally just said, no, we're done with this. You fucked up enough.
To see all of Batman's allies
turn against him.
But even then, just the way the story is told, it's like, man, Batman's a real piece of shit. Like Batgirl is the Batman, one voice of reason.
Yeah. Barb is just so done with everyone. She's like every panel she had, she's just like yelling at them and just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Beating up Dick, throwing him at Bruce.
Yep.
Just very done with everything.
Babs is just, yeah, Babs is the voice of reason just amongst everyone, even like Gordon and the GCPD.
Mm-hmm. I'm very curious to see how everything is going to wrap up too. It's been a very cool story.
Mm-hmm. And especially with the dual personality with Joker and Jack Napier.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, it's interesting that he's like, they're literally two different personalities just trying to fight over one body.
Yeah. Which one's the mask? Exactly. They're all the mask. Hate that argument.
I love that fucking closing line of the, I think it was the closing line of the last issue where it's like, okay, but the thing is, I won't be acting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh man, that's such a good way to finish out the penultimate.
Yeah. Steve, you're not reading any of this, are you?
Nope.
Yeah. So with...
It's really good.
I mean, with White Knight 2, Snyder, you know, he was going to do his last hurrah with Sean Gordon Murphy to do Mad Max Batman. But he's like, well, after seeing Sean do his own thing,
we're back. All this awesome.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're back.
Oh.
That was the only second.
Weird.
I don't know why it keeps doing this as a bleat.
I don't know.
Something's funky.
I'm really excited to see what Sean Gordon Murphy does, too, with everything else, because he hyped up this Batman story for like a year. Like,
just showing all the
model kits and everything.
All the vehicles and just the architecture of the city.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool. Like, at the same time, I'm kind of bummed that he's not doing anything else creator owned right now, like Tokyo Ghost or Jesus Christ. Not Jesus Christ.
What else did he do before that? He kind of just jumped in on certain stories every now and again.
Mm-hmm. Like, he works with... he also did, like, an entire arc of American Vampire.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Still waiting for that last trade to come out.
Oh, is it done on Volume 8?
Volume 9 is, like, an annual and then the anthology.
Okay.
And then there hasn't been any word if it's
done or
anything
not.
Else. I mean, if you look at Snyder's track record right now, it's like, Batman, All-Star Batman. Now I have to write Justice League. Take your time, dude.
Yeah, he'll get back to it.
We're going to get witches this year, I think.
We keep being told.
Yeah. Just kind of sit on the back burner. And then we have Batman Black Label, his last night, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I think it's last night. At least tentatively it is, until he decides to change it into something more metal.
Yeah. Speaking of metal things, and I know Steve is excited for this one. My Hero Academia wants justice.
Actually, no. It is just My Hero wants justice.
Oh.
So that means we're not going to school?
Nah, we're going to school them.
Yeah, you're going to school each other.
So Bandai Namco Entertainment announced My Hero wants justice, a new 3D arena-based fighting game based on the popular manga and anime franchise from Weekly Shonen Jump. R Circle Symbol. The new title will be coming to the Americas for the PlayStation 4 computer entertainment system. Also
trademark for all of you out there.
Xbox One, TM, PCs via Steam, R Circle.
Another trademark. And
Nintendo Switch.
He's literally reading this verbatim.
2018. And this is coming from our newsrama. And like all Bandai Namco games, it plays like all Bandai Namco games.
It's a Naruto... Ultimate Ninja Storm game, and I'm excited because they.
But with My Hero.
This one, they just showed the sidekick system, which is the same thing as the support system. And. Oh, God. What
there's
this?
Reskinning the Naruto engine.
Ultimate. Yeah.
Nuns. Naruto
nuns?
Ultimate Ninja Storm.
Oh.
Nuns.
These damn nuns. I just have a really, like, violent flashback to the Sisters of Quiet Mercy episode of Riverdale, where the nuns are just walking slowly throughout the hallway.
They could have easily caught up to them, but they chose not to.
They all decided to walk in one big group.
One at a briskly pace.
Yeah. So, My Hero One's Justice is, and this is the, coming from Randy Lee, the associate Bandai manager at... Or the associate brand manager at Bandai Namco. One's Justice is an electric combination of stellar graphics, intense gameplay, and a collection of popular characters, all based around the hottest new anime and manga franchise coming out of Japan that fans have been craving. So it's...
I wonder, like, what character...
We kind of know, like, all right, all the A-list characters. I want to see who's, like...
Deku, Shoto, Bakugo.
I want Mineta to be a character.
Mineta?
Mineta.
Well, they already... in the trailer, they showed off Kaminari, Sue, Uraraka, Stain, and Bad Touch. Whose name escapes me.
Something with a...
Shigaraki. Tomoro Shigaraki.
Yeah, that's right. All Might will All Might's obviously gonna be in it. Like, if he's not in the fucking game, like, what are you doing?
So that means all of Deku's costumes are also All Might,
probably.
I really hope that since the game,
I wonder if any of the Class B people will be there. Like, at least Kendo. Have Kendo at least.
It depends on how far they go in with the game, because they might be able to show up. Because in this season, we're gonna get more of Class B doing things.
Kendo.
More than Kendo.
The only one that matters.
And then even in the
but
manga,
Zach, they're
showing more of Class B.
They showed more than two characters from Class B in the first episode back.
And they actually had voice lines.
Three of them.
Yes, but they were actually visible. You saw their designs. That means they're going to stick around.
Now, the character I want most of all is Snipe. Just sit in the back and bang, bang, bang.
Flower bomb!
Bang, bang, bang.
Flower bomb!
Bang, bang, bang.
That's the aimbot guy, right?
Yes, it's McCree.
McCree and Soldier.
Eraserhead would be really cool.
He'd be a fun Kakashi character.
It'd also show him.
I imagine like his ability is like based on your chakra level or whatever the equivalent they're going to use for that is.
Your hero meter.
Excuse me, it's herometer.
I was also going to say your energy, your stamina.
Something.
Stamina.
Whatever they call it.
Your so the game level. Is supposed your hero of peace level.
My justice is growing.
So it looks like the game starts like right where the anime starts too, just like how Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm did, where it's like you get to play through the entire story
and then
like,
fight, have all these weird matchups that never happened. But why not?
They happened, kind of. They're just
off
in the background.
Screen. They were off screen.
It's like in again, I was listening to Power Rangers Hyperforce, where this latest episode, they were in the Super Mega Force timeline, and they appeared in the final legendary battle, just in the background. And it's like, look, there's a bunch of Rangers here. No one knows who we are, so we could just be there too. It's great. And then the entire time...
That's the one where, like, literally every single Power Ranger appears.
Tommy's just side-eyeing them the entire time. It's like, what are you doing here? Leave. It's great. Just the role play. It's like, I'm going to throw this enemy to this Blue Ranger. We're going to have a blue explosion. I'm like, yeah. It definitely was like the fanboy moment where it's like, at that moment, all the characters just became gods for half a second because they get their shit rocked in the first 30 minutes of the next episode.
I am your god. Bow before me.
Because Zach Eubanks, one of the head dudes at Hyper RPG, is their GM. And then they're doing the Shattered Grid crossover that takes place in between 25 and 26. So it's like...
So wait, this whole campaign is just in between those two issues?
No. Just those two episodes.
Just these next two episodes. So, like, he's DMing, and then you have Kyle Higgins off to the side playing a villain character, and then the next episode has Jason David Frank coming back as the evil
Lord
Tommy.
Dragon.
It's insane.
It's so cool. Like, for just... the general nerd, it's just like, oh, it's so neat.
I still love the tweet that someone sent to Kyle Higgins. Like, so wait, if a Power Rangers comic takes place in 2014, does that mean we have to move all of the other series up 25 years? It's like, so Samurai happens in 2042. It's like,
does that mean all the 90s Power Rangers ones, like everything like that's pure 90s culture is just like, it's coming back in 2040.
I mean, if it worked for Ready Player One, the 80s are back, motherfucker.
I mean, for real though, but Ready Player One made a fucking Buckaroo Banzai reference. That movie is so like C-list. The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension.
It's like anyone like our age group has most of them have no idea what Buckaroo Banzai is, probably.
Yep.
I do because my dad showed it to me because he's a nerd.
This uptime energy drink is great. not sponsored. No. But please sponsor.
We'll take sponsorships.
I will gladly take a box of these. They are so good, but so expensive.
Yeah, it does not smell good.
It smells amazing.
It smells,
it's the goji berry.
It smells awful.
It smells better than LaCroix.
That's the trick. It doesn't smell at all.
That's my secret. It never smells.
For those of you listening, which is all of you, Zach just took a huff of his LaCroix.
It's like, good shit. But not really.
All right.
Leave me and my LaCroix alone.
So in addition to this game coming out, season 3 of My Hero Academia came out, and we just got done watching it.
The first episode.
Yeah.
Not the full season.
Wild Pussycats with actual cat girls.
Yes.
That control dirt.
Cat women, because they made a very important point about that.
Yes.
They did the age joke. It was bound to happen eventually.
Yeah. It was... I'm just really happy it's back. And just like the background music cues, I'm like, I miss this.
Also, you will respect the cat heroes and call them the Wild Wild Pussycats. That is their team name. Right. Come on. Get it right. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm really excited just because I've been brushing up on the manga. And now Zach is the one just sitting there. It's like, I wonder if this is going to happen. I'm like, yeah, just, sure.
Yep.
You're like, I hope so. Wonder if they're going to explore this. I'm like, it hurts.
Well, you know, I don't want it. I want it to be fresh and new and exciting.
You're like, oh, look, it's the original All Might. I'm like,
whoa. With the pastel.
Okay. All Might is Toshinori Yagi?
Yes.
His mentor had a completely different name that we don't need to worry about right now.
Well, yeah, because he explained that it was passed down, so obviously someone gave him the power.
Well, I mean, One for All. We're just talking about the name All Might. You just said, oh, it's the original All Might. I'm like, not actually.
Well, fine. Until until we actually know her name, or at least until I know her name.
She has a great backstory. There you go.
I think they've said her name before, but I'm not sure.
It was, I think, once in season 2.
Yeah. Was it? What? Yeah.
It was when
Gran Torino.
I'm pretty sure All Might and Gran Torino were talking.
I think he mentioned her.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, it's super exciting. Although we didn't hear you say run at any point.
Hmm?
There was no you say run. The hype song.
Because it wasn't necessary.
It's true.
We got the action fighting while they were showing everybody, while showing the top four, and then we got the banjo. While they showed everyone else, like, look, they're here too.
Look, everyone did something.
Yay.
Even Mineta.
Part of me hates that he's the fan service character and he's actually useful in certain situations now.
Look, the whole fight with him and Midnight actually proved, yes, he's fan servicey, but he can actually do good. He can do goo.
He's part of Class 1A. Think, Kendo could have taken his spot, but she didn't.
He's there for some reason.
Also, let it be known, Kyle Higgins 6 days ago tweeted, but seriously, Jungle Theory is amazing. Kyle Higgins is my bro.
Still need to watch it.
Does this mean he's just going through and watching every season while he writes the comic to generate ideas?
Well, not even that, but like the cover of 28 or 29 they showed off was like just all of the Rangers at different points teaming up. Like he said, he actively watches all of it. Just even before he started writing the comic.
It's not surprising.
Nah. Like, I'm even going on Reddit right now. I'm like, what seasons do I avoid? I haven't watched since this season.
Don't watch Operation Overdrive. Don't watch Megaforce. Don't watch Samurai.
But what if I want to watch Samurai?
Then you're going to be in for a bad time.
What if I watch the Japanese version of Samurai?
Then there you go, because that was a big F you to... Totally, because they're like, we want to make the season a little less Japanese. I'm like, all right, we got you. Samurais. Their helmets have kanji on them. Everything has to do with kanji.
All of you guys are from descendants of samurais. Why are you all white? Not all of them. But it's like, yes, you are the true head of the samurai clan. And then your sister comes along.
It's like, you, the white man named... Shiba. Psych, your blonde sister, who's like,
Lauren.
Lauren Shiba. head of the samurai clan.
It's like fucking Citrus. It's like, oh yes, all my favorite characters. Mei, Yuzu, Harumi, and Sarah.
Matsuri.
And yeah, like, here's all these Japanese-esque names, and then Sarah.
I love Sarah. And her sister.
Sarah is too pure.
Yeah, I really hope that show gets a season two.
But probably it's just won't. Trashy as it is.
If it doesn't, the anime episode 12 is the best ending you could hope for because they're still not together.
It's vague enough that it's like, yeah, we'll see how well, that plays out, I guess.
And then your head can make up the rest. Meanwhile, in the time skip, it's like, they're not together anymore. Mei's getting married to this person. Oh my god, Yuzu, what are you gonna do?
Nani?
Harumi and Matsuri.
Or,
that's a big ship.
Harumi and Matsuri?
Yeah.
Not Harumi and Pigtails?
Nope. Harumi and Matsuri is the big ship.
Mm.
She gets better!
But we never saw any. We never saw any. As I point to myself and Steve.
Yeah. It's gonna be exciting to see what other anime is coming out. I think we're really behind on Cardcaptors right now too.
Like 3 or 4 episodes.
Ugh.
There's so many ridiculous shows.
Violet right Evergarden.
Well, that's already out.
I know. I still need to watch it. Yuki Yuna is a Hero.
That's been out for a while.
Still need to watch it.
Anonymous the fucking noise horse again. Girl anime is out right now.
I'm not watching that.
Do not shit on horse girl animation.
I am not.
Special Week is the most pure anime hero ever.
I'm not shitting on it. I just can't believe it exists.
She just wants to be the best horse girl in all of Japan. They're all named after real horses too.
What I can is Crunchyroll always like posts like images and like gifs from it, and one of them was them like working on their horseshoes. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, before the big race.
I'm like, I can't.
Before the big race, she's got her shoes and she's kind of working on those horseshoes. You need the horseshoes to run well if you're a horse.
Do they also take a nail gun and shoot them into their feet?
No, the horseshoes are actually on shoes.
Okay.
So like picture tap shoes. But
they're,
shoes.
Okay. When we say horse girls, they just have horse ears and a tail and then the ability to run like a horse.
And they're also idol girls. If you place in the top 3 in the big race, you get to do the victory celebration, which is all 3 of you on the stage doing an idol performance.
They've literally combined.
So it is a sports anime, a slice of life, a school life anime, and an idol anime. All in one beautiful, pure package.
And here we thought Magical Girl Ore and Yakuza gender change anime was the weird ones.
Every now, we always get reminded, it's just like, oh yeah, anime is really great, and then we get reminded, oh wait, there's also this.
It's
there's
my
also
favorite,
the weird shit.
It's my favorite meme, too, of like this guy is like, they'll understand me in Japan, and he's in Japan in like a bright pink hoodie holding a body pillow.
Yeah, the businessman's just like shocked, like,
it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What?
No, it's like the face of like, oh yeah, the fuck is wrong with you?
He's just surrounded by it, like
otaku the businessman. Scum. It's like, I didn't fight in a war for you.
They'll understand me in my body pillow.
No, they won't.
Rem.
No, they
no
won't.
One understands.
We'll go
you
to
anyway.
The homeland. So, big thing that has also happened is that a few weeks ago, John Krasinski, the best known man of The Office, other than, you know, Michael Scott,
mm-hmm.
I'd say. And
Dwight.
I would put Jim above Dwight, but that's because I never
Dwight's
ever
third.
Watched.
Dwight is third in that.
I've never watched The Office.
What?
Yeah. I've thought about giving it a chance.
You like
because
Parks and
I
Rec,
love
though.
Parks and Rec.
It's the same concept.
I know.
Even more deadpan, though.
And my favorite thing is that when I visited my grandparents when I was like 14, Scranton's minor league team was the Yankees. So, like, they did the Scranton rap from The Office before the game starts. And I'm like, interesting.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know who these people are. They scare me. So, according to Hollywood Reporter, Krasinski and his Quiet Place producers, which include Michael Bay, will re-team for a sci-fi thriller titled Life on Mars, not to be confused by the UK TV series or the David Bowie song. It's an adaptation of a short story by author, musician, and one-time IO9 contributor, which is where we got our article from, Cecil Castellucci. And the original title of the work is We Have Always Lived on Mars. And the synopsis is that the story centers on a woman who's among a handful of descendants of a Martian colony long abandoned by Earth following a cataclysm. The woman one day finds that she can breathe the air on Mars, upending her world and that of her fellow colonists. There are no writers or directors attached yet, but Krasinski isn't expected to star in this one, just taking the directorial role. But, again,
what is it with now the trend? Okay, so the trend for a while was like all post-apocalyptic movies, like the world is fucked. Now we're fucking up space, man. Space was always supposed to be like, yes, it's scary, but it had a bright future. Now it's just all fucked. Everything's a disaster in space.
I thought you were going to go with the trend in our conversation upstairs. What's up with all these comedy actors being in horror movies now? Well, that too, but
that's a different trend.
So I finally found the tweet for Kyle Higgins. So since Evan Peor takes place in 2016-17 in the comics, does that mean all of the subsequent Power Rangers teams also shifted 23 years ahead of their TV counterparts? Samurai in 2034, SPD 2048, Space 2021? His response, I would suggest not thinking about it too much.
But that explains how Wes is with the team in the future. Or past.
Except they're from the year 3000.
So JK.
I don't think Wes got shifted got shifted 1,000 years.
1,000 years ago, I got waited. Shifted. Me coming home. What is this place?
Shifted to Turbo.
I haven't seen it for so long.
It's been 3 days.
So long.
I've done my time.
I had internet reception in the mountains. I watched the YouTube. I took over a gym in Breckenridge, Colorado.
Is your Vaporeon still there?
Yeah. It's awesome.
Can you check?
Yeah.
I thought you had to be in range.
No, you could just like go to gym.
I feel like it's going to be there until it gets to like 1 CP and someone's going to walk by and like, huh, neat, mine.
So I did at a few gyms, and then the fucking assholes who actually work at the store took it back over. I'm like, let people have fun. I sat here for an hour taking this gym by myself. The guy just waved at me and I flipped him off. No, I didn't.
Oh,
I would
friend.
Not do that. I would do that. Like, oh, friend! Fuck you, oh, friend!
Friend! Fucking Pokemon Go, friend!
Sir, why are you talking in an old voice?
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. All right, we'll call the police.
You're scaring the children.
Friend! Police friend! Fucking friend!
Whoop, whoop.
We need to watch In-Betweeners.
We were also talking about how what is the sound of the Lilith makes?
Desu.
Don't loot the Lilith.
Look, she's a dragon. She's 1,000 years old. Whoop. I don't want to be arrested, man.
Desu.
Why won't you love me? I'm afraid CPS will come.
Oh, wow, that spiraled down.
It's an awkward zombie comic. It was when Fire Emblem Awakening came out. And you can romance Naoi, who is 1,000-year-old Mankey.
But it looks like she's 12.
And she's dressed like a stripper. And then you have Tiki, pure-hearted, nice pink dress. And then there's Naoi. Look, you have two strips of armor that cover your chest.
That's all she needs.
Thigh highs and garter belts.
Well, she doesn't want to rip her clothes when she turns into a dragon.
But the dragon stone, you could like turn part of yourself into a dragon, I think. I don't know.
Well, that just sounds silly.
Probably. I'm playing Fire Emblem Heroes again.
We're supposed to get the Fire Emblem game this year.
Yeah. I just wanted like a strategy game again. I'm like, let's see, I can go, because all my Marvel Puzzle Quest data got wiped. I tried to recover it through Facebook.
Sad day.
Wasn't there. Tried to recover it through Google Play. Wasn't there. I'm like,
guess it's gone just forever.
Put it in a request.
It's like $100 of my life. Maybe. I don't know. I use Google Play money. But I'm like, Fire Emblem. I'll play this again.
With all my favorites, Matt Mercer and Matt Mercer and Yuri Lowenthal
and Laura Bailey.
And I haven't played the game for like a year, so like everything fucking changed. I'm like,
when the Fire Nation attacked.
Like there's new events, there's like these characters. I'm like, who are all of you? Well, because let's be real, if you weren't around
if you're not Marth, Ike, Roy, Tiki, or from Awakening on, I have no idea who any of you are.
I mean, isn't that what you really need to know?
I think Awakening is like the 19th game.
Cause fucking God.
No, not 19th. Probably like maybe 9th. 12th.
No, it's
I mean, there's there. We're on Dragon Quest 11 at this point, so it wouldn't be out of the
realm. We're on Final Fantasy 15, guys.
Not including spinoffs.
Are you looking at the Fire Emblem?
Yep.
Okay. There's a lot of Fire Emblem games.
Just a lot.
It's like the Fate series. There's so many fucking Fate games and fucking spinoffs.
There's one character, too. Nino. She's the, I'll do my best. She was the first character to talk to me. It's like, hey, we've really missed you. Here is a gift so you don't leave us again. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, 20 orbs, though. Look, here's all the banner events.
Just imagine.
Are we counting the spinoffs or no?
And just go straight stories.
I imagine the programmer like, time since they last played, put in this message, that'll get them.
It's like Animal Crossing does that. You haven't played for 116 days. We really missed you.
So we're at 15 main series.
Okay. Eh. I was close.
If you count the extras. Wait. 16.
Because Fates would be 16, right?
Yes. Well, actually, no. If you count the re-release of Echoes that they put on the 3DS.
Shadows of Valencia.
Yes. Valencia. Then that'd be 16.
Okay. Neat.
Just mainstay 15.
Also, Red vs. Blue came back, so there's another wave of nostalgia.
Yep.
I'm just really excited.
It's gotten weird ever since they gave it to an outside director.
Well, people are like, we could add Ernest Klein right Red versus Blue.
I don't know if I want that.
Yeah, it's like...
Granted, Red vs. Player One. It seems like he cleaned up a lot of it in the screenplay.
He did one episode of like the anthology series that was really entertaining too. But it's like, and then we got this guy, and I'm like, but I like that guy. Now that we're kind of like, he's doing, like he did like his fanboy dream, and now he's doing a new story. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just, it's very much like Bernie Burns experiments with time travel.
Yeah.
Joe Nicolosi, hold my beer.
Got a fucking, God, what was the Shizno from?
Was that season, that was season three.
Three, yeah, it was like three or four. When
Church gets blown up by the bomb to the past and he's talking to Gary.
That's right.
You are a dirty shizno.
Brought it back. I was like, I know this is a reference to something, but how long ago it was? That's why I kept saying
things. I'm like, anyone? No.
It's been so long.
Gary! You are a dirty shizno. What's a shizno? You are shizno. It's just like a derogatory term. And then there was like a, there's a Red versus Blue fan cast called the Shizno cast, I think. Like, this is old school. I remember listening to them. But I wonder if it has anything to do with Gary, you know, Gamma, from, like, the Legendary Prophecy. God, because they brought back, the Pizza Prophecy.
The Pizza Quest
has begun.
Yeah. I'm just really excited. And then we're going to get Ruby again later this year. Nomad of Nowhere. Gen X eventually. Just going to be like, yes. Do you think Gen X will have a Gunpla?
Yeah, it's Genlock.
Genlock. Gen X is the
generation.
Yeah. Well, no, it's also the comic.
Also the clothing store.
It's the GNX from a
Gynex.
Well, I'm glad you brought up 00. Because now it's time for Steven's Secret News.
Ooh. What? Zach did a segue?
Without even knowing it.
Nani?
A minor. Gundam 00 anime gets sequel project.
What? They already had two seasons.
And a movie.
That was questionable at best.
Good.
It was good, except for the end.
The ending was just like,
Never forget the movie gave us 00 Quanta.
Where he dissolves completely.
Yeah.
And then becomes recombines. A
space angel.
He's gone.
So, the Gundam 00 Festival 10 Revision event in Tokyo on Saturday announced that Mobile Suit Gundam 00 anime is getting a new project. Seiji Mizushima, the director of the previous Gundam 00 anime, reported that he is working on it. And the main Ikebukuro branch of the Animate Store chain reported that it will be a sequel. Did not specify the medium of the sequel. So I don't know if it's a movie or a series or a manga, but it is getting a sequel.
There's a manga that takes place at the same time with a separate unit of... Crap, what were they called? I don't want to say terrorists, because that's what
Meisters. They were Gundam Meisters.
There's a second set of Meisters that were running around, and then there's the previous generation of Meisters, like Ribbons, because there's another character that looks like Tieria, but is actually a girl.
Ribbons. No?
No, that's from the anime. Crap. There's another 00 manga I'm thinking of.
Hmm.
Why not bring back Seed? Where's the Seed movie that was supposed to come out?
Yeah.
Well, the event also announced
money and redo it.
That in February 2019, there will be a Gundam 00 stage play.
What? The fuck? How?
Why? Will we finally get the conclusion of the romance arc between Setsuna and Felt Grace?
No.
I mean, they did a stage play for Digimon Try.
And Naruto.
Do not forget the stage play
and
for
Bleach.
Naruto.
Oh, okay.
And Persona.
Persona works, though. Kind of.
Really? Pray tell, how do the shadow battles work in Persona 4 on a stage play?
You put them on a box.
The same way they worked in Digimon Try, you CG everything but the actors.
Okay. Gundam 00P was serialized by Dengeki Hobby Magazine and centralized around the previous generation of Gundam Meisters. Like the anime, it also is divided into two seasons. The first season is set 15 years before the anime series, the second is set 10 years after the first one, after season one. Huh. 00P features events that happen before the main story.
Wouldn't that be just, you know, 10 years after the entire series?
There's also Gundam 00V, which is a history book published 20 years after the anime series, featuring photo guides of customized models. It centers around Mobile Suit Observer Robert Spacey and his encounters with the different mobile weapons in the 00 universe. A sequel entitled 00 Senki, 00V Senki, has replaced 00V after serialization ended.
Wasn't Stargazer also part of the 00?
Nope. 00 is its own thing. There's also the 00F series, an autonomous branch of celestial being that is also in possession of previous generation Gundams. And then there's Gundam 00I, which is the sequel to 00F. See, I'm not... This is back when I just looked at Gunpla and like, where the fuck are you from? Google.
And then Wiki.
Stargazer is part of Seed.
I just remember. I just always remember 00 is like, this is the new, this is how Gundam's gonna look forever, like going forward.
And then Unicorn happens.
Yeah, and then fucking Unicorn's like, nope, we upped the ante again.
Then there's Gundam Origin, and I'm like, whoa.
And then Thunderbolt.
No, Thunderbolt was like the 90s. Oh no, 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 never mind.
You're thinking of
Crossbone or F91. Thunderbolt's fucking awesome. That's 0080 War in the Pocket. I watched that one. Gundam Alex. It's the best. Has a cannon. Has a full armor
version. I also think you're thinking of Thunderbolt Fantasy.
Yeah, probably.
The weird puppet show.
Oh, dude, that's by Jen Urobuchi.
Yeah.
What?
Thunderbolt Fantasy. It was kind of like a serious Team America style show,
and it's puppets.
Yeah, they did puppets.
I think I know what you're talking about. I remember now.
Thunderbolt Fantasy.
It's puppets, and then they animated on top of it, right? Or like animated around it or something.
Possibly,
I think so.
Something like that.
We'll watch a YouTube video after this and just expose you to it.
Edit. No idea that's what it was called.
Meanwhile, waiting for Madoka Magica season.
Where is it?
It'll happen eventually. Last year we had some news.
At least give us another movie or something.
We had two character models revealed last year from Palamahi Magica. Are you looking it up?
I already have stuff pulled up. But
okay. So I think that's... I don't know. I don't have anything else. Zach wants to talk about Violet Evergarden.
which, no spoilers, because I haven't watched it yet.
I will give a brief overview of why you should watch it.
Wait, hold on, before you do that. Did John Krasinski ever explain how farts worked?
Oh, God.
In A Silent Place?
Ah, yes, our conversation from upstairs. Bring that up. So, the character who played Marcus, the oldest son in the movie, asked how coughing or farts would work in the universe, and John Krasinski's... My comment
of being, of course, the, 10-year-old kid asks this.
Yeah.
He asked about coughs, too.
The serious answer is, you just put a pillow over it. If you need to cough, cough into a pill. Need to fart, fart into a pillow. Hope you don't get pink eye.
Which again brought up my thing of what happens if one of the aliens is walking by, just like strolling, strolling. How did he die? He farted without a pillow.
Yeah, well, he had too many beans that
this
day.
Far Johnny, into no! the future, they don't eat beans anymore because they worry.
But you know what is interesting that I thought about? We never see them actually eat that much in the movie.
Took place over the course of a day.
Right, but do we ever actually see them?
Didn't they have like a dinner?
There's the dinner scene, yes.
Okay.
But like, how do they prep it all without making any noise?
Well,
that's the scene I want to see. How do you silent cook?
Well, they did the, they pulled the fish out of the boiler underneath the floorboard. You remember?
No, because I went to go get my popcorn.
Oh.
Because those fuckers didn't
see you missed all the answers.
Yeah, our movie theater no longer delivers to your seat, or they don't take orders to your seat anymore.
Well, that lasted.
Well, no, they do. You don't order from your seat anymore. You have to go up to the counter and order, and they'll bring it to you. Yeah, where the fuck's my popcorn, AMC Southlands?
Usually,
when I saw they were trying the Alamo approach, I'm like, this isn't gonna last.
The theaters are just too big.
They can't do. They can't keep this up.
But what they should do.
The theaters are pretty big though.
Some of the AMC dine-ins, they do. Online orders, and you just order online from your seat. Why can't we do that? My movie starts at 11. I want this. Get to the theater. Food's already waiting for you.
Yeah, that's what Adam Tickets does. You can pre-purchase concessions.
That's why I just go to the Alamo all the time now.
Remember the Alamo.
They have the formula.
That's why we're going to see Avengers.
Bow, 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 bow.
All right, now that farts and coughs are explained.
Yes. How about some emotions? Because Violet Evergarden is fucking incredible, and I have cried 3 times already. I kid you not, I actually cried.
Okay. So Saber's the main character, right?
Yeah, Saber, not Saber. So it's based on a light novel series published by Kyoto Animation, and Kyoto Animation is the studio behind this, so it looks fucking gorgeous. Like, even just, there was, a 30-second trailer, sometime near the end of last year, showing it off. I'm like, holy fuck, this looks gorgeous. I cannot wait to watch this.
Oh my god, it's the new Fate Stay Night series.
Kyoto Animation never did the Fate series, so that was all you photo. But
the main character is still Saber.
Yeah, she looks like Saber. She's not Saber. So it's based around this girl named Violet Evergarden. Surprise. Who?
Well, that was the big twist at the end.
Her name.
I'm like, you are Saber.
You must fight in this Grail War.
Fate, Violet Evergarden. Fate Stay Evergarden.
God, the worst twist. The way the show's gone. And it's based around this orphan girl who. I'm wondering if these last two. I still have 2 episodes left. I'm wondering if they explain her actual origin, because it's still left clouded throughout the entire series. But pretty much she was given to this major and he was told use her as a tool of war because she's essentially just this weapon. Like, she just can straight up murder an entire battalion by herself.
Just like Saber.
Yeah. She's pretty fucking OP when she, in some of these action scenes.
Damn it, Altaria Pendragon.
Yep. But then near the end of this, the final battle of this war, her major gives her these final orders of go live your life free. So the entire series follows her trying to just pretty much discover how to be a person, because she's essentially this robot doll, more or less.
How do I human?
Pretty much, yeah. She won't do anything unless directly said, do this. It's yes, sir. She's like all she knows is the military life, and like will not do anything on her own free will. So it follows her trying to become this, what this new profession in this like this kind of like Victorian-esque world where people don't really know how to write too much. So there's these services called auto memory dolls, which will write letters for you and deliver them. So it's her follows her learning to become one of these dolls so she can understand pretty much like what it means to actually be a human and like understand emotion, since she's been so deprived of it her entire life, more or less. And it's just this beautiful, the way every episode is laid out, it's pretty much like every episode is a different emotion. And like how she is able to not only learn what these feelings mean, but also help these people that like tell their stories throughout it. And it's just really beautifully done of how every single episode, it's like there's a new character introduced, but you get enough of their backstory that you feel for them. And you can understand like without all the content, like every little piece in every little detail, like why you should care about this. And it's just beautiful watching her actually like become a person, because like there's even moments where she like slips back into her
Terminator mode.
Yeah, pretty much like, I do not understand what these feelings are, but I wish I could. There's moments where I giggle just because it's like, oh, it's just like, I want to protect you because you're trying so hard. And we know it's like, you know where you came from. It's like, you can do this. I believe in you.
How do I hear, man?
But it's just so well done.
Feeling.
And there's so many heartbreaking episodes that just actually crushed me. Like, it's just so good. It's on Netflix, 13 episodes, and I highly recommend that everybody should watch this. Like, it's Like, I would say, if anything, like, there's some episodes and characters that are like, man, I wish I got to see more of that character a little more. Because there is one of the other auto memory dolls that she works with, voiced by Sharon Mee Lee, funny enough. She's been around in a lot of series as of late. She has
one of the best voices in the biz. Yeah.
There's an episode revolved around her and her family. And I was like, oh man, I wish we could see like more of her backstory, because she seems like she's an interesting character as well. So that'd be kind of one of my things. I'm like, wish there was like more with the characters. It's like you get enough, but there could always be more. I'm trying to think of what else. I recommend that everybody watches it, but it's a very slow show. Like, it is a slow burner, but it's very worthwhile. Like, once it starts to build up,
would you say it's on the level of Westworld for the slow burn?
Yeah, it feels like if Your Name was turned to like a full length series, it would probably have about the same pacing, I would think.
Excuse me.
But yeah, it's just everything, like every single scene could be put on like a freaking painting. It's so gorgeous. Like, Kyoto Animation kills it with this series. Like, it's like them at their highest standard. Like, I could not find like any scene that was like toned down or was like, they kind of cut some corners here. Like, no, they fucking went all out with this show.
My only thing is that the show got Darling in the Franxx banned in China,
which I find hilarious.
So for you must anime to the death.
After the third episode of Darling in the Franxx, the anime was announced to be no longer airing in China. The whole fiasco is a bit more complicated. A certain Chinese anime commentator directly compared Darling with Violet Evergarden in a single commentary video, and with the Chinese fandom already divided over which is the better anime of the season, a massive flame war broke out over the Chinese internet. Some elements of the anime only fueled it even more. This results in a self-proclaimed fan of the commentator reporting Darling to the Chinese officials for its unsuitable contents, leading to the IQIYI, which had exclusive rights to air this anime in proper mainland China, to pull the plug under pressure. The anime was also dragged down, unfortunately, by the time of this edit. The person making the comment, the fiasco has no signs to an end, but at the least part, the China anime fandom agreed that they went a bit overboard.
Yeah. I really enjoy Darlene and the Franks. I'm never gonna get that right. Just because Franks sounds so weird.
Just think of Danny DeVito.
No, Franks. If I had to choose between the two, I would say Violet Evergarden's a better crafted series as a whole right now. Probably because it's also finished.
And it's contained into 13 episodes.
Yeah, there's an OVA as well, but it's not coming out until July.
Well, we know Darling's 26 episodes.
Yeah, so it's like we're only halfway through Darling right now.
And episode 12 is going to reveal that Hero and Zero Two were childhood friends. Or at least they knew each other. Because again, last episode of Mitsuru. I'm
pretty sure the next episode.
Definitely showed us he got his brain wiped by Ape.
By something.
Damn you, Papa.
But yeah, it's... I could... There's like two ways I can see Violet Evergarden ending the way everything's been built up. And I'm curious of which one they're going to go with. It's like... They could go with like the gut punch. Or just the full-on like heartbreak. But I don't know. I got two episodes left. I'm going to watch them tonight.
Yeah, I have a couple other friends that were like... Yeah, I'm on episode 10. It's a good series. Solid 8 out of 10. And I want to rewrite parts of the show just because I could probably maybe do it better in my brain. It's the Ascended Fanon coming out. Mm. So
It's still like great as it is. Like yeah. It's not a perfect series, but it's so good and it hits so many good emotional points that it's well worth a watch.
Just like Citrus when Yuzu gave Sarah a pile driver in the bathtub.
I like to think the rest of the series from that moment on wasn't actually happening.
It was just a dream. It was Sarah in a coma.
It was a dying coma dream. It's like, what happened, Doctor? Well, for some reason, this bitch pile drived her in a fucking hot tub.
By the way, you're paralyzed.
It's like, but why would she do that? She knows there's only 6 inches of water. There's no way a human could throw a pile driver in that. I don't know.
We questioned it still.
Something about lesbian stepsister love, and I don't fucking know. We're in Japan. Anything goes.
What's that sound? It's the kaiju attack. Oh, it's like
it's okay. The Jaegers will take care of it.
During the last episode, we're just like, what if there was an anime where it's like there was all these background characters just self-aware, and it's up to them to just break into the main plot as the plot was happening.
The main characters are talking. Nani?
It's like, no, I need to interact with them.
To be
no
a part of this.
No, his hair is getting spikier. Stop him.
It's turning blue.
Oh, God. He's differentiating himself. Greg, no.
I'm no longer Greg. I am Mitsuru.
I am no longer Greg. I am Greg Kuhn.
No.
Somebody make this happen.
We should
make this happen.
Again, it's I want the background
Tim,
characters.
Tim, we have a comic collaboration for you.
It's
Z2
also
aggravated art. Let's do it.
Also, the it's like, oh no, she's gonna be late for her train, and the background character receives a text that says, "Anime, the main character is gonna be late," and then he's like, "I have to stop this train." Pulls out a silenced pistol and just starts walking down the row. This is a hold up.
The train conductor sees him coming. He's like, no, she can't be late. No, I have a wife and a family to go back to. I'm so sorry. Sarah can't miss the train.
Oh, God. It was like the Twitter thread of, ma'am, I'm sorry, but your child is the protagonist. No, I'm too young to die.
I'm sorry. It's what has to happen.
Click, click.
All right, welcome to the brand new class, Sarah. Your seat is back here in the corner next to the windows. Actually, I have really bad vision. Can I sit up front? I'm sorry, yeah, pink hair. We discriminate. Back at the classroom, bitch.
You sit back by the window, motherfucker.
Next to all the other stylized characters.
You need
that you have
to see the
with.
Plots. So you need to sit in the back of the classroom.
Back?
As right. You're walking back there, make sure to look at that seat over there. Do you see how they're different, too? Make sure you focus on them.
That's your rival.
No one else.
You know that's your rival because they're wearing blue.
They'll either be your rival or your love interest.
Or both.
It's up to us to find out.
Their name is Sasuke.
Class, no one else interact with them. if you don't look different, you don't talk to them.
La la la.
Twinkle, oh my god. I got it. No, it's like Cabin in the Woods, but a romance anime.
What, everyone has to manufacture it's the like world
all,
around them.
Yeah,
to...
but it's like all the side characters, just them start like breaking out and trying to ruin it.
Oh god, like the tripping trope is they have a rope. They're like, all right, they're running. Now, trip. Mission accomplished, boys.
Or it's the person, like, again, my favorite ending is from Oran High School Host Club, where they both jump out of the car and they're just falling from the bridge having this conversation. I just imagine there's someone on the ground, like a gravitation gun slowing them down. They can't die. This is like, my shit.
Time to use my wind powers. It's like, this isn't a supernatural anime. I know.
It's like a...
It's the spinoff of the anime where all the characters are self-aware.
What's that Sentai time? Show? Akiba Ranger?
Oh, yeah, the parody Power Ranger.
So, yeah, Japan made a parody of Power Rangers in Super Sentai called Akiba Ranger, where they're idols trying to be Super Sentai but fail spectacularly.
Why is everybody an idol?
It's Japan.
It's Japan.
They're the protagonists.
You want to be hot in Japan, you got to be an idol.
Remember,
or have pink hair.
Fun fact. Both. Fun fact. Gundam was the originators of the idols.
Lacus Klein.
Mm-hmm. Well, even before that, from like the original Gundam.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, I don't. Or was it
Xylem?
Or was it Macross? It might have been Macross.
I think it's Macross.
Yeah, it was Macross. Because there and was then Gundam, the whole season that had the idols.
And then Gundam just took it along as well.
Like, the opening was the idol girl standing on top of the Macross flying through the air.
Didn't the first Gundam come out before Macross? So it would be Gundam.
But they didn't have idols.
They might have, though.
Salem ass.
All right, internet, settle this debate.
Well, there's a YouTuber
she's
called...
She's the only female character right now.
There's a YouTuber called Giga who went through in a 20-minute video the history of mecha anime, which is also really fascinating. Highly recommend it. But I can't remember if it was Gundam first or Macross. Because, which is ironic, because Sunrise now does Love Live, the idol show.
Bless. So good.
It's also keeping them money.
Oh, Nico, Nico, Nico.
Nico, Nico, Ni.
Great character. Anyways, I think that's all we have.
That's all I had.
I can't find... I'm trying to find where the origin of the anime idol... No, not Magical Idol Singer.
Idol Master?
Yeah, maybe Idolmaster. Or at least that was the most popular one. I remember playing Ace Combat 5, and then there was like DLC skins with the characters from Idolmaster on it. God. So your bomb ass F-22 could be like, look, anime girls. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, this it's anime like the evolution girl of the, actually gives speed to my plane, so I have to use it.
It's the evolution of the bombshell paint. Just anime waifus.
Fred, what are you doing? Gotta save the waifu. Just flies into a kaiju, knocks it out, and then just the pink hair girl is on the beach as wind blows and it just tosses her hair. She's like, huh, that was weird.
She sneezes.
And then the anime protagonist runs into her on a bike and that's how they fall in love. No, your thing about like, you know, the anime character, the Cabin in the Woods anime version, there is actually a real life story of this married couple that after being married for 15 years, they realized they were in the same photograph together
different angles. From China.
Yeah, and I'm like, holy shit.
What the fuck?
That's a love story right there. It'd be better if they were childhood friends. Anyways.
Yeah, I can't find it.
That's all I got.
That's all I got.
Steve?
Can't find it. So, all I got.
Yeah. But let's just say the number one idol anime, according to my anime list.
Anonymous noise.
Gotta kill yourself. Skip Beats, which is three dudes. And then Full Moon. And then, yep, Macross F.
Which, by her singing, they're able to save the day.
Pretty Rhythm Rainbow Live.
You go down a dark hole.
The Idol Master.
Of idols.
So many lilies.
I've only watched Love Live, and now there's like spinoffs to it. I'm
17
like,
Love Lives.
God damn it. I don't want to watch these, but I have to. Prepara. Wake Up Girls.
Steve, let's go watch some anime.
Let's do it.
Miss Monochrome.
We do still need to watch some Magical Girl Ore.
I don't know if I don't know right now if I can handle that, just because
every single time we try and watch it, I don't know if I can handle it right now.
I just like, I have to be in a mood to pay attention to read sub.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Sorry. This is why I don't watch anime subbed, is because I can zone out and at least still listen while I like do other things.
You're killing me.
Smalls, great. Let's
get that huff of
uptime.
Sugar in there.
The mental physical energy supplement. It's original flavored. You can also get it in zero sugar.
Oh, nice.
142 milligrams of caffeine with not Goku extract.
Not Goku.
Goto Cola
extract. And with that,
see, which for is real called though,
nuts.
My Sunday mornings are kind of empty without Dragon Ball Super.
Just gotta wait for the movie to come out and then watch that in 30-minute chunks.
And then wait another 20 years for another series.
I hope it won't be that long.
GT was airing in the 2000s.
But GT isn't canon.
What about Kai? Wasn't that recently?
Kai was just Z redone with less dialogue.
And better animation.
Just the MO nowadays is like, we have money to make this good.
We don't have to do the Garlic Jr. saga.
Looking at you, Evangelion.
We can actually make the planet explode in 2 minutes.
What? That's possible?
When is the next Evangelion?
It's over.
Oh, did they actually air the last
They're
movie?
Done, yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I haven't watched 3 and 4 yet. Oh. I need to.
I saw 3.33 at a Best Buy the other day.
Yeah, that one's been out for a year or two.
Okay.
I need to watch it still.
So between Dragon Ball GT and Dragon Ball Super was 18 years. Because it ended in 1997.
I've done my time!
What was that line from?
If Evangelion's
was
like,
that Les Mis?
No, sorry. I've done my time is from Prisoner of Azkaban. I've done my time.
And then it's been right, blank it's amount of black. Year is Titanic.
It's been 57 years.
50 years. Oh, that reminded me of the last episode I watched of Violet Evergarden. Oh, there's time involved and it hurt.
It's also an O.J. Simpson line.
Okay.
Yeah. And nice. On that note,
thank
Wait,
you guys.
Comments? Anything?
Oh, good point. I didn't see anything, but I will check it.
Because we didn't get the usual Tim text.
True, that is true.
Of me shitting on Doom, so maybe it finally worked.
After next week or this weekend, maybe we'll have like an update on our brand new D&D campaign.
Hopefully.
Where Steve is DMing.
And nothing.
All right, Tim, what do I need to say to make you put a comment in there?
Don't insult Doom, apparently.
Kingdom Hearts 3 coming out 2019.
You shut your whore mouth.
Q1 comes out on January 1st.
I'm already off that day, so.
Dude.
All right.
I'm very much excited to play a chaotic good character. It's a new journey for me.
You've used mage in the first like 5 minutes, used mage hand 7 times.
Which we're gonna have to take a look at that. Of like, I know you can use cantrips a lot, but I use it.
Over manuals.
At the same time, imagine finding like, I use mage hand, it misses. I use mage hand, it misses. I use it again. Again.
Well,
again,
Mage Hand can't again, actually attack again. Anything. I
Steve,
did reread it.
You're the DM. You can put a stop to this.
But I need to make sure I am putting a stop to it per the rules.
I'm still worried about what's going to happen when... Wait, have we already had a natural one occur?
No.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, because I got stabbed in the leg. That's right.
You were just think, too, because you're so tiny, so they have to, like, really
well,
go for
it.
It
has to at be, the like, same time, it was all due to the roll of the dice. I assigned each of you a number, and Jim rolled your number. So it is the dice's fault.
I can use Mage Hand. It costs 1 action. Its range is 30 feet. It's a vocal spell.
and its duration is 1 minute. So I can use as much as I want.
When we're not in a fight, yes, apparently.
Yep. As long as 1 minute possibly passes. You can use your action to control the hand. You can use the hand to manipulate an object, open and unlock door or container,
stow or
retrieve an item from an open container or contents out of a vial. Your hand can move up to 30 feet each time you use it. The hand can't attack, activate magic items, or carry more than 10 pounds. So me, like, politely slapping the guy wasn't an attack. And apparently with a 4, he flew across the room.
Well, you did also say that you reeled back and slapped him with it. So that had momentum behind it.
I flew across the room.
Didn't say flew across the room. Fell out of his chair. Clearly, you weren't listening to the story properly.
Probably.
Looks like someone's going to have to pay for that.
The hand lasts for the duration.
Steve will remember this.
The hand lasts for the duration or until you dismiss it as an action. So that means my hand could just be just there for
just like on your 60 turns
or for 10 turns.
All right.
That's all. I guess. That's it. Yeah. That's a weird note to end things on.
I mean, fine before. We were going to end it on OJ before.
But look, The Adventures of Mary Alice Nefarious is so much cooler. You don't even know, Zach.
No, I don't know.
You don't even know.
I'm so worried.
What's your character's cool backstory, and I'll tell you mine?
No, I'm going to keep it secret.
You know what's not going to be lame? It's going to be awesome. God of War coming out on 420, which, again, kind of want to call into work, but at the same time,
it's questionable.
Hey, I'm going to call into work. Why? I want to play video games. It's 420.
Sure you are.
I just want to play video games.
I don't do the weed.
I don't smoke the weeds.
I actually want to watch Super Troopers 2.
I watch Super Troopers 2. Play God of War. No weed in between. I swear, no weed.
You can do a drug test on me the day after.
Even though I know what I'm doing sounds a lot like things a high person would do.
Why, you're only going to watch the movie about cops doing drugs.
Yeah, about stoner cops and then play video games for hours on end.
Dude, Weed Fest is coming out eventually.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe Super Troopers 2 will do well.
Maybe
kickstart Indiegogo Weed Fest with Willie Nelson.
And on that note, we live in Colorado. None of us do the weed.
Thank you guys for listening
to Brain Up Says Easy Podcast. As always, you can reach us through Facebook, Twitter, or
ZZPodcast.com/comment.
Please use it.
And if you leave us a comment or a review, we will read it live on air just for you.
Tim.
And Tim. It's our quota. We have to reference Tim. And check out Tim. Aggravated Art. He's been getting a lot of cool stuff colored by artists from Xenoscape and Dynamite, and this stuff looks super baller. You can check them out at Free Comic Book Day at hallofjusticecomics.com or Hall of Justice Comics in Parker, Colorado, where also, we will also be for Free Comic Book Day.
See.
Maybe we'll bring a board game and play with people.
We do have the show tour of one Mr. Aggravated Art.
Yes.
Could it be a Free Comic Book Day on May 5th?
Just like us.
Then Wizard World Columbus, Ohio. Then Denver Comic Con.
Us.
Colorado Springs Comic Con.
Not us.
Baltimore Comic Con.
Not us.
Halloween Comic Fest. Hall of Justice Comics.
Maybe us.
TBD.
You'll find out on Halloween. But thank you guys. And have a lovely day. Love you, Internet.
Bye. Yeah.